Our second feature this week is about an eccentric Norfolk entrepreneur who is building robots for the NHS on a disused RAF base. He is bringing 20 deer to the site, and his next plan is bring in giraffes and zebras from Ukraine. Here is Paul Murphy to tell us more about William Sacchetti.
For 7 months, entrepreneur William Sacchetti has been rattling around the old RAF Nettershed site, waiting for workers to join him at the base. Although health and safety has kept staff away, he has not been idle or alone. Using the time and solitude, Mr. Sacchetti developed an army of helper robots called Milton that will be used in NHS hospitals to deliver medications. A prototype remains in the depths of a Cold War-era nuclear bunker at the Norfolk site, where the penguin-like bots were developed. The underground maze of corridors resembles the layout of a typical hospital, which Mr. Sacchetti said made it the ideal place to test the self-navigating robots. Already being trialled in a Milton Keynes hospital, the bots are ready to be rolled out across the country. Now, with this project near completion, he is able to turn his attention to the revamping of the former RAF Nettershed base. A self-described hippie, who is motivated by nature, one of his plans is to come to fruition at the end of the month when 20 deer are due to be delivered. The founder of artificial intelligence firm Academy of Robotics revealed he discovered that the herd was set to be culled in Scotland and wanted to save them. He has gone through months of paperwork and applications to get permission to rehome the deer at the 26-acre site. Mr. Sacchetti plans to let the deer roam free at the base, allowing them to feed on grass at the grounds, providing a natural way of keeping the grass cut. Another plan in the pipeline is to rescue giraffes and zebras from Ukraine and bring them to the Norfolk site. The entrepreneur is currently in the process of ensuring that he has the right facilities, paperwork and procedures in place to move the animals from the war zone. When successfully rehomed, the wildlife will live side by side with the autonomous robots being developed at the base. Energetic and inventive, Mr. Sacchetti purchased the RAF Nettershed site in May 2022. He is keen to reuse its old facilities, even though many of the old structures have fallen into disrepair after decades of neglect. Already £100,000 has been spent on cutting back and re-landscaping overgrown shrubs and weeds. Attention is now being turned to revamping buildings into modern offices and factories that can be used to develop, test and build autonomous robots. Local electricians, builders and gardeners have been coming and going from the site, working to get it suitable for employees. Further renovations will include reinstating the site's former tennis court and installing solar lights across the base. Once fully operational, there will be hundreds of workers at the site. There is also set to be a big recruitment drive in the next 6 months, many of whom will be recruited locally. Mr. Sacchetti is determined to ensure the location is completely self-sufficient. And is even tapping into an underground stream for its water supply. He has been working with local businesses wherever possible and is keen to keep using Norfolk firms as the site continues to be redeveloped and more robots are built there. For example, he said that he is looking for glass fibre experts in the region to help build the firm's robots. Along with Milton, the former Dragon's Den contestant, has also invented a fleet of self-driving robots, Cargo. These bots are used by the military to move equipment across large bases as well as private businesses. The driverless technology used in Cargo bots was utilised to ensure that Milton could be self-navigating. To help move the robots across the country, Mr. Sacchetti has converted an old bus into a technology hub that enables the bots to be transported and trialled when being delivered. As refurbishment continues, soon it will be safe for workers, wildlife and robots to exist side by side at the former RAF base.
Thank you, Paul. I will now pass you to Tim to introduce our last batch of news. And Tim, I think that at last you have some good football news.